Let's go to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Mike Ross. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
I am here.
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for being part of the show.
Listen, honored to be a part.
Hey, well, this is Mike Ross. He's the head honcho of fast-growing CBS Bank, or CBNS Bank, which the Truett operation is a very small customer of, and y'all do a great job for us. But y'all are really interesting to me because of your footprint. You've got a lot of branches, but you go down to about Montgomery. Ish kind of line across the state in Alabama, but you're in Mississippi, Tennessee, and you have new places opening all the time. Just tell us kind of a background of the bank and how you got involved, and you know, a little of the lending environment. We'll go through all of it.
And does your card actually say head honcho?
Yeah.
No, I can assure you, my card does not say head honcho. I'm just proud to be a member of the team.
There we go.
But no, listen. You've of course you asked me a handful, and you don't want me on all day. But I'll try to make a very long story as short.
Well, there's
as
a lot of good news coming out of there.
In my attorney hat, I would object and ask you which one of these questions you want him to answer.
our bank is headquartered in Russellville, Alabama, and we were founded in 1906. We've had a tradition of growth. And as far as our footprint today, you touched on it. As far as our southernmost border is in and around Montgomery, Tony, as you referenced, we have two offices in Tallahassee.
Yep.
And we're proud to serve you there. And
treasurer of the Tallapoosa.
Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely. So I grew up in Montgomery. So I played basketball against Tallahassee High School in the Tallahassee gym.
Okay,
how about that?
Was very, very familiar with Tallahassee long before we opened up shop there. But we have offices all throughout from once you get out of the River Region, jump up to Birmingham. We've got an office on office just opened brand new in Office Park, right there on 280, and we have an office out on Doug Baker Boulevard down in Shelby County off 280.
And y'all are redoing. You have one in Tuscaloosa, but you're working on a new one, or you're going to move them there. Is that right?
Well, you're absolutely correct. We actually bought the old Plot Law office that's right next door to City Hall on University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous old building. We're renovating it, and we are planning on opening up and starting to do business out of that office in late March or early April. So we're real excited about that. Also, before I leave the central part of Alabama, we haven't announced it yet, or we have announced it in Auburn, but we have purchased a lot in Auburn, we are having a groundbreaking ceremony there, as a matter of fact.
Man, that's great.
And yeah, we're 2 weeks from now we'll be doing groundbreaking there, and we've hired a fantastic team. Frankly, we've got a fantastic team across our footprint, but
yeah,
we're real excited about operating out of Auburn as well.
Man, I tell you, that's a booming area.
For sure.
I think that's not that you need my opinion on it, but that's a wise move getting into that market.
Well, thank you. We're really excited about it, our business is not unlike most businesses. It's all about people, and we felt very fortunate to be able to recruit one of the best bankers in Auburn, and he's been with us now for about a year, is already doing a lot of business, and he doesn't even have an office to operate out of yet. So we're going to get him an office, and he's going to be real dangerous at that point.
then you'll see.
Yeah. Then go through. We're in Birmingham. We're in Huntsville. We're all throughout Northwest Alabama. You know, Franklin County is obviously our home.
Yeah.
We've got a couple offices in over in Lawrence County. We're in the Shoals, in both Lauderdale and Colbert. And then we're in Mississippi. We've got offices and I'm not going to name them all because I'll leave somebody out unintentionally, right, but, we've got 17 offices in Mississippi spanning from, close to the border all the way over to, Greenville, which is on the Mississippi River. And then you jump up into Tennessee and again, same thing. I'm not going to try to name them all, but, we're in the, to the west, we're in a little small town called Whiteville, just outside of Memphis. And then to the north and east, we're in Murfreesboro, which has been a big growth market for us.
Well, this is Truett News Radio, folks. You're listening to us, and we're thankful that you are. We're on the air right now with Mike Ross, the president and CEO of CB&S Bank, which, by the way, I thought it was interesting. I looked at the bank story, and I saw that there came a point where y'all realized there were a lot of Citizens Banks, so it changed to CB&S, which I think I understand is Citizens Bank and Savings. But I love the story that the bank started back in Russellville, I think it was, to serve local area farmers for a total of $25,000 put together to serve that community, and boy, how things have grown since then.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and you've obviously done your homework. $25,000 was raised among approximately 30 shareholders back in 1906.
Wow!
And today that was our beginnings, and today we're 56 offices in three states and a $2.5 billion bank.
That's incredible. So, kudos to you and the entire gang. That is an accomplishment.
With the growth that you're seeing and the investments that you're making in new branches and renovations and all, I take it that you're bullish on the economy and the lending environment. What do you kind of see on that?
Yeah, well, so we're bullish on the South. Clearly, when the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates a couple of years ago, coming out of the pandemic, the economy was going great guns, and so the Fed tried to slow it down, and they've done an outstanding job. They have slowed it, and inflation's come down, not quite to their target from what they're saying, but we are still seeing in our lending money and we've got a nice pipeline of lending opportunities, although our pipeline is not quite as robust as it was a year or so ago. And for those listeners out there that are needing to borrow money, we would love to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, it's, again, y'all are, I don't know if what listing it is, but as far as just fast growing stuff and all that, you got to be, you know, kind of one of the tops in Alabama with what you're doing. And I know I was at a real estate thing a few weeks ago too, and they're all panicked about where to get money and, you know, for projects. And we've, a few of the people we've had on actually are, have pushed projects off because they're worried about, you know, can the project carry itself at these rates and things like that. So I think everybody out there, I will say this much. I mean, again, our Tallahassee part, the folks at the CB&S Bank down there, everybody's been first class and super good to work with. And I would think that carries across the whole brand. And I would encourage you to talk to you guys for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're very kind to say so. And Clay Peters heads our Tallahassee operation, and he does a fabulous job. So, we're real proud of our entire team across the footprint. We've got a very experienced team, and you know, we try to do things the old-fashioned way. Just make sure we do the right thing by the customer every day.
Yeah.
And if we do that consistently over long periods of time, all the rest will take care of itself.
Well, it's really relationships, right? You move into these different communities, you introduce yourself and become part of the community and develop those relationships. And from there, to the degree that there are the commercial opportunities, I guess they present themselves. But certainly you are diving into and starting relationships in some really important communities, I think, with Tuscaloosa and Auburn. And as you know, go across the borders into, I mean, I realize with Memphis, as it drips down into Mississippi, that's a really important market too.
Let me ask this too. If you know, just from as you're the leader of the bank, I mean, what's the plan or what goes into it? Say like in Alabama, you're across, you know, again, if you drew the line kind of across Montgomery up, is there thought to go south, or would you rather be in Tennessee, or is it just where opportunities present themselves? What all is kind of in your thinking of how to grow the bank?
Well, great question. We just want to be opportunistic. And I've been with the bank approximately not quite 7 years now, and had the great honor of following a gentleman by the name of Dennis Upchurch, who was our CEO for 27 years. When the board was interviewing me, they said, well, gosh, if we offered you the job, what would you try to do? And so if you look at the landscape of banking in the South, we're a small town bank ourselves at our core. There are roughly 200 banks in the states of Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee that are not headquartered in the large metropolitan areas that are $250 million in total assets or less. And they're typically owned by a family or a handful of families and run by baby boomers. Their boards are baby boomers. They're getting close to trying to figure out next steps. And sons or daughters sometimes aren't necessarily interested in the old family bank. And
sure.
So they're looking to sell them.
Yeah.
And we're trying to position ourselves as an acquirer of choice. We've made quite a few acquisitions, during our time. And, so we want to try to, again, position ourselves as an acquirer of choice, for those type banks. And then combine that with expansion in the metropolitan markets. And before I got to CB&S, where I cut my teeth in the business was on the commercial end of the business, and spent a lot of my career at the old South Trust Bank in the commercial banking areas. And so we feel good about our abilities to be able to add commercial lending talent in the metropolitan markets to really complement what we're going to do in the small towns.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, we got to wrap up and run. We're out of time, but man, thanks so much for being
sure.
on with
Absolutely.
Us this morning and talking about CB&S. Again, super good operation. Keep up the good work and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys, Mike. Thanks for asking me, and y'all have a great weekend yourselves.
Okay, yeah. See ya.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Mike Ross, the president and CEO of CB&S Bank.